Darlene Christensen. Today I am interviewing our elder Nick Alokley.
Alokley.
Today is December 7th. In class, Nick, we talked about lots of different things that are going on in your community to teach the younger people more about the Aleutic culture. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you're doing to help the younger ones, or some of the things you want to do to help the younger ones so the culture could continue?
Or in camp, or that thing. They call it Elder in Youth Camp. They teach them all about traditions and teach them how to medicine. And you go around the beach, show all different kind of wood. Maybe the wood. What kind of wood burns fast, maybe experience them. And they learn which one is hotter, which one burns faster. That's right. And there's another camp after that is science camp. They teach them how to carve and all kinds of stuff. Girls, they teach them how to work with beads, make pouches and stuff. Last summer they had Susan Malouk and they have salmon skin. They're pretty.
Yeah.
Put your picture on it.
So in the elder camps, they are in the science camp. They always let the elders come and help.
Yeah.
And direct them.
Tell them stories, you know. They actually hear the old stories, how it grew up, you know, how tough it was, how bad it was. Really interested in that. And after last one, after language camp, teaching words, like animals, we're teaching animals, like bears and all toys, animals, ducks, and they can identify them. And they catch on there. Next time you ask them what fish, they know. Sea lions, seals. Stuff like that. And we have a little kick thing going on, so we have words, a little kick. We got to plan them. Put them in that. Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
A little kick bingo. Another thing you talk about in the class, you talk about values, like how you need to be kind and respectful and considerate, that you learned growing up.
Yeah. That's what my parents and my grandpa taught me first of all, to respect your parents mostly, and especially your mother. Never talk back to your mother. Just do it. Everybody watching. Always help your fellow man. Always help. Don't have to be asked. Just help. Just go and help. Now time to help you with your own care.
You teach these same ones, same values to your kids?
Yeah. And the time I notice that he needs to instruct now to our elders. Right here in this, she and elder, you know, have the chair, the staff, and let you sit down. If you got a cup empty, they're coming ask you for the own drink, but they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come back. They've lost for a while. These last 2 years, we made a lot of progress. Thanks to that girl that was working, you know, with us, you know. I'm teaching her a little technique in Florence, just to call. Her name is April. She arranged all the put into CDs and recordings. And we can a little bit help with it. In the Facebook, she does all that. Last year she couldn't even talk a little bit. Now she could talk to me. What fast she learned. I know now that she had to get her language back in front of her. We're just there to tell her our language. She learned. She didn't know how to write it now. And I can't write it. Jeff Lee. I think he works in business. You know, works in Denver. He comes down there. He comes down there. And he helps you. He can talk a little bit too. Great guy. One time when I first went to camp, dig up that net, and we're going over on the boat. That's where Ken came over and started talking to me, calling out, I looked at. I mean, just all the way to a three hour run, and he was talking to me, calling out, I looked at. Couldn't feel any mouth. And you know, he had a little accent, the accent from people from Mennonic, English way, and had different accent. But we still seem we understand each other.
Yeah.
It's not that I can understand you, because sometimes we didn't have it to, you know, like schools, and preschool, and teaching. And they learned fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're teaching hard. I was saying, I looked at them. Well, we're just learning. I looked at songs too. Hard to get to English word to Arabic. Some words you can't find. So you have to make up the process. You are my sunshine, you're singing Arabic. And then the chibichi spider.
Yeah.
And the kids like that. I kind of learn about the whole time, you know, before when the husband's goal see them, and both beat them, they like it, they crying on the beach. They tell me a song about that. They teach now when they dig up rock neck, and people come from Korea. They welcome them. They sing for them, welcome them. And when they depart and they leave, they sing for them too.
Wow.
And make them feel good.
Like a welcome song?
Mm-hmm, welcome song.
And a goodbye song?
Goodbye song for them. They dance. Before, just not too long ago, they just started dancing a lot. And the boys just got their own dancers now. Before we knew it used to happen, everything started to come back to everybody. It still got a long ways to go, but.
Yeah. We got to watch them this year in AFN, the Lutheran dancers, yeah. That was really good. Mm-hmm. My kids came too, and we told them that that's who they are, and they were just proud.
Yeah,
how come, remember, well, long ago, they used to call Aleutic Aleuts? And just not too long ago, they changed it to Aleutic?
Yeah.
How come?
Because we can't understand Aleutic. Or down the chain. They're all different. Like Kumpumpa Island, I can't understand that. So they turned off when they first started, you know. And when I started getting involved, they turned the name to Ireland. Chukduk. 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 That means Ireland. Chukduk. Chukduk. I'm telling you, there's nobody. These are Aleutic. They're like a tribe or something. They're Chukduk. All it Chukduk means a real person. That's all it means.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should. Everybody. And I didn't like that. So they start calling the island Aleutic.
Like my husband too, they only know they were Aleuts. But just not too long ago, people call them Malir or Aleutic, they're not Aleut, because their language was the same. They couldn't understand Pribilof, but they could understand, it was same as Kodiak side. And Macarlo's grandma, when she was listening to news, Yupik news, she say she could recognize words even from there.
Yeah, I could understand Yupik.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they didn't know how come all of a sudden they changed their who they are. Uh-huh. And that felt funny.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't want to be out here. Especially when after Lent came, boy, everybody wanted to be. The same thing in Korea. Everybody wants to be Aleutic. me, you know, when I was growing up, I got, speaking my language, and then it quit in my head, and it hit my head, every time I speak my language, and I almost got to where I was ashamed of my language and who I was. And then, when they have native stuff, you know, going on, I never used to be involved in that. I had no interest anymore. Well, the time I started to get interest when I started going to that camp. When I really got into it, and they asked me if I wanted to teach, so I started teaching. So now I'm proud of who I am and what the language. Before I was, you know, set back and all this in the background and everything. But now I'm more outspoken than I used to be, because I know who I am.
Lots of people seem to go through that with lots of different cultures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the state. Everybody I see just have the same in common. But now there's a white people supporting us.
Why do you think they're supporting us?
I don't know. Maybe they're ashamed of what they did. Doing a good job because I was trying to get my culture by their language. Before they used to punish me for that, now I'm teaching.
Yeah.
You know, strange. Even the school board, now they're trying to help us. We even got a video conference, you know, with a screen for all over the villages. You could see all the villages. And they teach the kids on the street. Every week, every village got a chance to teach whatever they want to teach. And it's all and the kids learn fast.
Yeah. Do you know if they, do they still make the bead work down there with the beaded hats,
yeah,
like?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they do that in that camp. This one lady, her name is Susan Malukin. She's good. She teaches that.
Malukin?
Yeah. She's the one that teaches all that. Making all kind of Malukin stuff. They were making some before they went down to New Zealand. All the crazy stuff. Well, I wanted to go, but I couldn't.
Yeah. When you were small, you remember, like in the book that I read about Alutiiqs, they had tattoos. The girls had tattoos like this.
Mm-hmm.
You hear anything of those, or?
No, I never did hear. Like I said, you know, we almost lost all that culture and language. But the language is, I think, the most important right now. Because if you don't know how, if you're a little ticket, you don't know how to speak it, you know. They say you're a little ticket, you can't speak it.
Mm-hmm. My husband, his grandma, was helping when they made that first book with the Alutiiq words long ago in the 70s. She died. But yeah, it sure Yeah, and then they don't speak it right now, but they want to learn.
Yeah.
And now they could. See, I didn't know they had those CDs that are on CDs. And, you know, other information we could get, because I would like my kids to learn.
So they was putting out a lot of CDs and recordings. They record all of them, and all the elders that they do. All that. See, sometimes I forget to how to see it, and I have to ask the other elders.
Yeah.
If they agree, then that's okay. But I have to ask each other all the time. We forgot a lot of stuff like that. Sometimes I can't remember them. Well, I've been trying to teach a little kid a long time now, but just never gotten to it at all. Now after we got that funding.
Yeah.
That was the funding for 3 years funding. People have to report all that progress they have made in 3 years, and maybe there's some more funding.
Yeah. Another thing that I was interested in was long ago when people died, was there different rules you guys had? Like long, long, long time ago, maybe your grandparents' time or your parents' time? Like in Kalskeg, usually they bury them on the third day.
Yeah, you can't bury them by then.
Yeah.
You gotta wait 3 days. Yeah, same thing. And for 40 days or so. They have to stay up all night in a house, you know, when they die at their house. And they put the salt. Oh, they have the other stuff. They've got to hold a picture. And they have to go to the other room. And real quiet and everything. Sometimes you hear a knock from the bed. In the morning, you go check it. Salt, there's a fingerprint. That's what they used to do all the time. That's when that 40th day after the passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't practice that anymore. Maybe they start something. A lot of people I've even heard about. But I used to know because it's kind of spooky.
Did you guys name your families after your other families that die? Like to pass on their name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like my real name is my dad. He's my younger son too. His name is my cousin. He's on. And my older son is named after my wife's dad.
Yeah.
I'm going to get baptized in the Russian church. You know, before, they never celebrated a birthday on their name's day when they got baptized. That's why they named me Nick, because of born May in the St. Nicholas, the 22nd. So they were better with my name's day. My relative name was Nikolai. Russian name. And they used to warn us not, you know, once you're baptized, can't turn away from hold it back physically.
Or what'll happen?
Well, some turn away from our church and they just die.
Oh.
There's just a different religion around here. They found the devotion. Nobody stopped them. But I just tell them that I have no work to turn away from my church. To baptize them from this area. Because my grandpa was a leader of church. He was stripped of that stuff.
So when you guys had, when somebody died, the family clean them? Or somebody else outside of the family clean them?
I think, yeah, outside. But they got to stay up all night with them.
That's how it is up where I live too. Do you hear any stories from past the time before the Russians came to Kodiak or to Akyak?
When the Russians came, they were too busy and they asked the Russians after that. I don't know what they were before. I sure like to find out.
Yeah. I hear lots of native groups, they had their own relationship straight with the Creator, mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, I believe that. Because in, you know, old time before they believed, you know, just like my dad, that's all he used to talk about. He used to sit me down and tell me, to pray me for, to pray me for me, pass away. I didn't understand what it would be. But we'll meet again sometime, not to be too sad, be strong. I had to be strong.
Yeah.
I grew up with no place. But I made it.
After your mom and dad died, who you stay with?
I stayed with my cousin in Old Harbor. I was in my mess when my dad died. And when I came home, I stayed with my cousin in the harbor. After my dad died, I was mostly on my own.
She's still alive?
Who?
Your cousin?
No, she drowned in 1955. Accident blew up and missed that channel because of that bluff.
Yeah.
It's funny, she used to be so scared of water. In that day, she was just happy when she was riding around.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she was grown. It's weird how stuff like that happens.
We seem to hear that lots though. Yeah. Like it's almost like they know, or they know it's last time you'll see them or something like that, and there's always something different about the last time.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't figure it out, you know, because well, she was really scared of that. And that day she was waving at people, just riding around and enjoying herself. That night. Grew up of Houston, Tennessee. That is it.
You're married?
Huh?
You're married?
Yeah. My wife's from New Mexico.
Yeah.
She has her own culture and language. And they got all that, you know, they, Powwow and I was down there. Interesting. I like it. When they have stuff like that, no cameras, no, they can't take no pictures. They have to,
sacred time must be.
Uh-huh.
Sacred time?
Yeah. They have deer dance and buffalo dance and stuff like that. And security guards out. You see a camera, they take it away from you.
You know, from long ago they used to name like hills or something like that after people? Or how they dealt with grief? For instance, my appa, his dad, when his sister died, there's a hill by Kauskag and he named it after her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something to carry on her name, but also to help them how they go through grief. Because long ago they used to be able to like talk about it and, you know, and then we would go to another culture where nobody talk about nothing, and now people are finding they need to deal with grief.
And that turned out the conversation. There's a lot of Celtic name days and islands. Even a big hill in the back, I couldn't ever figure the name, why they called it Itiko. I came back. I found out. I mean anything absolute. I couldn't find it. But all the other bays, you know, I could recognize what is they call it. It's like that. There's a channel. I'm not yet going to most of it. When the low tide, you can't go through there. And they call it Anusha. I don't mean catch.
Yeah.
You have to catch the tide. Anusha. Otherwise you can't get through there, you have to go all the way to the highway. It's 20 minutes longer.
Yeah.
And the village I'm from, Akia, they call it Kashukuk.
Yeah. How do you spell Akia?
A-K-H-I-O-K. I-O-K.
Pretty please. This is Akia?
Yeah.
Nice pictures. The elder went out of the room for a few minutes to do something. Right now I'm looking at pictures of Akia. This one right here is Akia too?
Yeah. It's Russian too.
Yeah.
Wow. I have another picture of it. No. Picture taken. Yeah, on this side. You can see the islands.
Yeah.
It's going to be called Kashukuk. Islands are there. It's blocking. Kashukus. Blocking. That's what I'm going to call it. Kashukuk.
Yeah. From like Kodiak Island,
uh-huh.
Going on this side is around Chicknig area.
Uh-huh.
How far is that? You know if people used to travel on that side? Must be,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to travel. There's a lot of people from Akiyaka from Pedro.
Yeah. That's where, both of my husband's grandmas are from that side.
Oh.
Both of them. Okay, thank you very much for your time. I'll go ahead and stop the tape now. Thank you.
Okay.